Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anime Club. We're doing a new format for the foreseeable future. I seem to say that every couple of months of the anime podcast. We're trying a new format with this one.
We're never happy.
No, we aren't. But anyway, so with this show, what we're going to be doing from now on is the anime podcast will be the anime podcast. We're talking about what we've been reading and watching recently and the news. Then the Anime Club will be something that's usually released on the same day. This wasn't released when the anime podcast was because the computer that had the videos we were watching on crashed. Like it, something burst into flames on it. There was hellfire everywhere. It was horrible. I lost two family members that day. But anyway, so now I have it back, so we're going to be hosting this. So what we're going to be doing from now on is we're going to be watching the first two episodes of the show and then talking about the show in general on the Anime Club thing. It's still going to be released on the same feed and on iTunes as the anime podcast, so that won't change. But we figured, you know, if we actually watch the show and then talk about it, we'll actually be able to remember some stuff about later on in the show if we've watched that far ahead, and it won't just be, and we'll just be us going, yes, nothing else? Okay, fuck it, we're done. Hopefully, anyway.
That's the way the Anime Club seems to have ended for the past few times.
Yeah, it's just, and it's been, you know, so we're talking about this thing. So this week we're going to take a look at Arakawa Under the Bridge. I'm, of course, the Dead Man. Joining today, we have, of course, Bovimon.
Hello.
And, of course, Fudatron.
Hello.
Yeah, so, as always, we're watching the VOC Media Player. So, with the first episode, we're just going to do these one episode, like, episode after episode. Like, right one right after the other. We're going to be doing separate sync points for each one, so it gives you guys time to, you know, look at the next episode. So, anyway. Because with the first episode, we have it paused at 0 seconds. So it's right at the beginning. So yeah, are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah?
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Hey look, it's a bridge. And
I
fucking eyes. The bridges have eyes. And jazz, apparently. Foremost firms in what?
In
being a firm. It's the foremost firm of being a firm. Oh, hey, look, it's the Hypnos building. That seems like the kind of tie that would be, you know, that you'd be discouraged from wearing in an office.
That tie is impossible. The text goes seamlessly over the knot.
It's magic. Wear your pants, bro.
You know, it's like...
Yeah, I remember the last time I was running down the street and some kids stole my pants. Seriously, these kids... They're kids, right? This guy is like a university student.
There's probably a wallet in those pants.
Those pants are probably expensive. Why don't they just sell them instead of hanging them somewhere? And why do you turn into a beet? Not my first question, but still. And how did he not notice her? Why is he climbing up the hard side to climb up?
Yeah, I don't feel like he's using that like as a ladder.
See, if you had been climbing up the side that's actually easy to climb, that wouldn't have happened. Or if it did, you would have easily been able to just get the thing out of the way. And what the fuck? When did this become the ring? I am Phoenix Wright, motherfucker!
Suddenly, I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Objection. I don't give a fuck about Moon, everybody. Somehow I'm able to remember when I was one. Oh, God.
What? Seriously?
Yes.
Might be three there.
Wait, did that doll have a penis on its head? I was a dick to everybody. Fuck, bitches get erasers. I don't understand it, but fuck you. See? If he had a condom,
what the hell?
It wouldn't have happened.
Who built that bridge?
Assholes. Damn, I'm gonna die with my pants off.
Well, that's kind of the way to go.
And he's going to doubt his pants off underwater. Alone. With a stupid tie. A stupid magical tie. Why do his eyes keep changing from brown to completely black? Yep. Because that's how dust underwater works.
Well, kinda.
What the fuck? Where did the fish come from?
It was in the water. What do you think it came from?
Yeah, but he never had it in there before. Just repeat that like 7 times. Seriously, half of these shots remind me of horror anime. Like that one.
Actually, this one kind of reminds me of Bakemonogatari.
Yeah, this entire first episode reminds me a lot of Bakemonogatari. Just utter insanity, the changing perspectives, the weird... Like... What the fuck? They activate gear second? What the fuck's going on? You guys will never get that, but anyone who watches One Piece might have gotten that. What the fuck? Wait, wouldn't... Besides, you borrowing her towel... would be relying on her, so... No! Actually, if you get the proper setup, that'd be pretty awesome to live down there. What do you think about it? Just get, like, an internet... Get, like, some... Just get... Just find a way to wire some power in there, and you'd have a pretty cool setup. Get some insulation... That is really evil looking.
Damn. What the fuck?
love that sound effect. I need you to kill a man. Bridge! Bridge! Good God! This kid's dad fucked him up! Yeah, it runs in the family because it's psychological damage! One guy had asthma, and they just started, and then, like, just adopted this entire
lifestyle. She just asked you to take it easy. Take it easy, and you'll have paid her back.
Exactly. Just don't worry about it, bro. You'll be good. Okay, zip. We're on episode 3.
We're just blazing through this show.
Fuck yeah. This is going to be the shortest fucking anime club ever. I bet his family would be the ones who would tattoo repay into their eye. Yeah, because men are the only ones who ever go back on their word. Wait, what? Why did it say "er"?
Our villa.
Yep, you villa.
It's.
Whoa! Super speed. That's a question you ask somebody. How cold do you think it'll get before it kills you? Bitch, I'm rich. Wait, what was with that one cut of just her going? That is the honorable way of saying I'm pussing the fuck out. True. Well, peace, bro. Good God! What I would just love to do is just meet this guy and just every day just give him a quarter. Just give him a quarter and then reject every single thing he tries to give me. Just watch him die. Because that'd be hilarious.
So, he's got money. He could at least improve the place?
Yeah, you know, install heating. Buy her blankets. A toilet, perhaps. This is my villa. It will kill you. And now the text is green for some reason. It looked like he was going to rip off his shirt there for a second. We call him the River Man. The fuck? Why did he just go super anime.
I'm interested to see the mayor of the bridge.
Yeah. Well, isn't he more of the mayor of the river?
The riverbank. It'll get into it, like, the actual next episode. Mm-hmm. More into what that means.
Yeah. Well, yes, the Ichinomi family is actually quite racist. Unless they're white. Fucking honkies. And I'm white, so I can say that.
What the fuck?
Yeah. My heart isn't ready to meet this guy. Sup, bitch? He looks great. Well, it ain't easy being green. First time I watched this, I expected him to still be screaming when they came back. A green greenie? What the fuck is that? Chill the fuck out, bro. Now bend over and grant me a wish. That's how kappas work, right?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure kappas are the ones who have, like, the water in the head, and if you make them bow, like, the water pours out, and they, like, are mobilized or something.
Something like that, I think.
Oh, man. I feel bad for being speciesist. Wait, that shell moved down. I'm born with a very rare zipper disease.
Yes, you have moved to Crazy Town. Population 3?
That log is probably
someone. There's more than 3.
That log is probably one of his friends. That doesn't look ridiculous at all. That was a lot of water coming out of his face.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a costume under a bridge. That's deep, bro. I love this guy. He's not even trying to hide. Exactly. It's gonna run away. My friends call me Susan. Wait, how did he get that close? And why does he have a weird reaper? Why does he have a weird rape face on? Okay, then. Oh, my heart. Well, that is a weird pose. Why is he looking like that?
This ain't Rome. This is the fucking capital of crazy.
Yeah. I want that mask. Not to
it
wear.
It moves
just
perfectly
have...
with his mouth.
I don't want to actually wear it, just I want to have it around. You know, I'll pull it next to my syphilis skull. I know it's really me. The animation of this is kind of weird, because sometimes it's actually like really fluid and shit, and that looks like an anus. But other times it gets real choppy and really like undefined. Like that guy's face and his hand were like looked like they were two, on two different shows.
And we kind of need to watch this because there's more stuff after the ending sequence. So we get to listen to a nice song.
Good God, he is going to... These people are going to kill him.
So, it's pretty much as much of an introduction as there can be to a show like this.
What the fuck?
Did her hair just get an erection?
Fucking bedhead, man. She doesn't just have her shower yet. Homing pigeon society. But it hasn't been a day. She really can't. Which is kind of funny, considering the fact, considering compared to see where she actually sleeps. And he's dying again. Jesus Christ. And why is he holding his nipples? Look at her fucking hair!
What the fuck is up with her hair?
I don't know, but that shit is very Bakemonogatari.
Yes, there were plenty of hair boners in that show.
Yep. And a lot of them did that. Oh God, there's semen everywhere. Oh God, it feels so good. It feels so good. How do you know it was Greek? What? So Zeus threw away a weird chair thing? Bed thing. Well, it's your own damn fault. He's in a prime position for that hair boner. So one side is a bunch of people, but the other side is a bird with an eggplant. Oh, Japan. And now it's a fucking envelope. Oh, credits are rolling.
Yeah, it just keeps fucking going.
Yep. expecting like a Shadow of the Damned thing where just the credits just stop halfway through and they just rewind. Do you see that? It's like Japanese Scott McDonald.
And Studio 2010.
but all that other stuff was like Japanese looking tech. Japanese looking English text.
What the hell?
As you should. And there's the fucking capitalist. Sup, bro?
And now live action.
Fuck yes! See? It's an awesome mask. I just want it around my apartment. Will you come to watch next time too? Why, yes. Yes, we will. So now, love the next episode.
All right, I'm in the appropriate spot.
Okay, so once again, we have it. So, Pudge, you ready?
Yep.
Guess once again, we have it paused at 0 seconds right at the beginning. It should just be the weird flower borders and blue. So, we're going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yes, because no men have any love or anything. Fuck it. Okay, for a second I thought that was a surfing movie. I have a feeling it was a coincidence that fish kind of looked like a sperm. And of course they bring a scuba tank with them because what? Fish? What?
Fish!
Fucking fish! Yep. Wait, what? Because it's a cool opening sequence, but I'm a little confused. So, Nina was in a plane, she was in a plane that was being broadcast on a monitor while it was still outside, while she was inside an airport terminal watching herself leave on a video monitor and outside the window. I should stop trying to understand this. What? Skulls?
Yeah, it's going to make sense. Stop trying.
I'm sorry, okay? We just started a terrible movie month. We just started, like, worst movies ever month, and I'm kind of still stuck in that mode. Fuck you, demon fish! Look at him, he's even trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. What? Fish. Fuck it. Bell! Wait, isn't this already here? Is this, whose place is this? Where are you? What's happening?
Is this under the bridge?
And he just had a psychotic break? Okay, it is still under the bridge. What, you found out that you paid to move your apartment to under the bridge?
Oh,
it out. Okay. So wait, did he build this up in the villa?
I guess so, but how?
Magic.
I'm guessing money.
The magic of money. God damn it, now I owe you something. Fuck. Okay, yeah, I just... They use, like, for them is, like, in a lot of these anime
things... Oh god, he's a 15-year-old boy.
What, he's 15?
No, I mean the whole, I'm alone in my room with my girlfriend. Ah!
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ! just...
So you should know what to do.
Yeah. Zip. Good God, you're eating like an idiot. And you also ate all the scales. Good for you.
Well, there's certain fish that have skin as opposed to scales.
I doubt that was one of them. Dude! Chill, okay? Chill, please. All these icebreakers and more are available in Go Ichinomi's like icebreakers book. Available wherever fine things are sold. And she's from Venus. What the? Wait, what? So why did she come out of a flower like Thumbelina?
Nothing's important.
Yeah. Does he not know how babies are made?
Let's talk about Venus. I remember the last time I talked to a girl about Venus. It didn't end well. Get it? Like a penis. When did we ever say that the solar system was the center of the universe? She said she only eats what she fishes up, but how do you fish up a dragonfly?
With a net.
That's not fishing it up, that's catching it. He looks like a really creepy guy whenever he does that. Just looks like he had one of those weird like burglar masks on. And talking about the weather. The default awkward conversation strategy.
But that's pretty short in Japan. Iyo denki desu ne. So desu ne. Done. Conversation over. You need something a bit lengthier than that.
What? Yep, just bathing in a barrel. A barrel of what looks like tea. What? Why does he keep drowning in his own eye? is that?
I don't know. Some character from another anime.
What are you doing? Get it, like a
tie boner. Who painted the towel on?
Venusians.
Skill.
Mission complete. I saw a rocket descends from the sky with some sunglasses in. It's like, your mission if you choose to accept it.
See? That's what you made with the towel.
Okay, then. She don't want to get sued. Why is Rick the short for recruit?
Because of the way Japanese pronounce things.
I remember the last time I bathed in some green tea.
Who wonders that?
Oh. Wait, what? What? Who? Why is she salting him? Oh, okay. It's powder soap. I was like, wait, so did the mayor tell you to cook him? Is this why you're bathing him in green tea to marinate him? What? Letting all the thetans out. Oh man, I must never cry. Oh shit, she's washing my hair. This breaks me down so hard. Yeah.
Get it like a penis.
Then you had to wash your dad's hair in like 3 years, didn't you? What is wrong with you?
Why did he wear the baby outfit again? Starting to think someone has a fetish.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me with this fucked up family. Yes. Good God. He is a horrible person. And now she's an angel or something. Have an asthma attack. Just die right there. It's like, no, I need to repay you, God!
Oh, the welcoming party! We get into the town!
Shanties everywhere!
So there are other citizens of Crazy Town.
That come the fuck out of nowhere. There with the what the Christ? Hobo welcoming party. Only the best slop we could dig out of the garbage. Look, it's a burger that only has half a condom on it. My oasis of homeless people.
What the fuck?
Everyone is on drugs. Welcome. Those two guys look like Power Ranger villains. He is. I'm surprised he isn't wearing a mask on top of his mask. Whitey. I just leave trails of cocaine everywhere.
Hence the chalk everywhere.
Yeah. What if he runs out of chalk? But he just stop.
Then he'll explode.
Oh, wait, what? If he can't walk... So if he can't walk on a white line, he has to marry a chicken. That was oddly sensual.
I think you might very well be the weirdest one.
Yep. Especially with that face. We're a global leader in dropkicks. Bridge, motherfucker. I have self-esteem issues and a 2-inch penis. Way. So are those two guys or girls? Their voices, like one of their voice, like the green eyes, one with the green eyes, his voice is pretty high. He's gonna die. Where?
Oh, great. They're religious nut jobs.
No, we got some Rastafarian fucker. Oh, you idiot. Did not learn anything from the Muppet Party. It's man, isn't it? Yep. Sup, motherfuckers. This is the command. I will kill you all. What the fuck?
Just firing an Uzi into the air. Jeez.
Well said, Co. Well said. Yeah, that's probably the shells were hopping out of it. It's fake.
That's mass.
That's it every Sunday. Just, who's been bad? No.
So how many people do you think got shot before they figured out that they shouldn't raise their hands?
At least 12. What is it with Bells every time his eyes do anything? Where did that come from? Okay, thank you for answering one of my questions.
Well, at least he gives out cookies with the bullets.
Yeah. Those cookies are laced with heroin! Where did they get bullets for that thing? And where did he get that thing to begin with? Where'd the barrel go? Thank you for joining us, everyone. That's the end of the
show. Well, he's dead.
No, it's... If you don't, I won't use one of my prank guns. I think it's going to explode, isn't it? You haven't really interacted with anyone enough to get the gauge their actual reactions. It's just those three guys who went, oh god, he's possessed. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. Because everyone wants to fuck Nino. Specifically those three, actually. Well, you are a chosen one in a way because she chose you. Did he just keep Bibles in his man boobs?
I think that was a Buddy Christ moment.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he got across the gist of it. They're there, watching him. Okay, so that was not a count under the bridge.
Did you guys get with the guy with the star head in the cold?
Oh, fuck, man. That fucking show. This fucking show. It's really good.
It is.
Yeah. And again, And again, just everything else was spaced out like Japanese text, but then this all of a sudden just Scott McDonald.
I give it two thumbs sideways. I'm trying to be strange about this, but it's not working. Two thumbs up. It's awesome. Awesome.
I give a thumb coated in ketchup. I one coated in plum sauce. And okay, I guess that gets the star guy plays guitar.
Yeah. Go to the Hoshi.
Starchild?
Hilarious if you know Japanese.
What? Why? What? What? What?
What?
Why were those two guys dressed up like this?
They're in power suits. Get over it.
Fuck the show, man. Yeah, if... My one big complaint about this is that sometimes the animation is sloppy. Like
live action.
Like, if a character gets too far away, then, like the animation on them will get, like, less defined. They'll be a bit more jerky around. They won't have as much, like, detail on their face. And, like with that episode, the barrel of that guy's gun disappeared. I know, like, Uzi barrels are kind of small, but at the angle he was holding it, we still would have been able to see it. It's so good.
It is indeed.
If you like Bakemonogatari and insanity.
To me, I would place it somewhere between Bakemonogatari and Fuliculi. Just
yes!
somewhere between there on the scale.
Yeah, it's like someone just combined those into a thing. And then bridges. Yeah,
I mean,
I know it's in the name, but it is fetishistic how much they show those bridges.
Yes, there are a lot of bridge shots.
So many bridge shots, and I'm going to keep saying this. This keeps bugging me. This family has problems. The Ichi no Yomi family has serious psychological problems that are fucking up every single person who's involved in them.
They're a rich Japanese family. How would they not have psychological problems?
I know, but still. You'd expect the kid to have psychological problems. But the dad is so much worse. Like, the kid, he starts having an asthma attack if he owes anybody anything because torture, I'm guessing. Seriously.
Not really. He just has a panic attack.
Yeah, but the dad, who the fuck dresses up like a baby and has your 3-year-old child push you around the house, give you your binky, and wash your hair?
You gotta wait until they're 8.
Yes. You have to at least be over 5 years of age before we can do that. Otherwise, it's just weird. And plus, I also found it weird that he was wearing pink for all his baby clothes.
So, pink was actually the color of a boy.
It was?
Do you know why it changed? Hitler! Hitler changed
it. Yes, I remember that.
And
man, these guys are Japanese! They allied with the Nazis!
We now gender brand our babies based on what Hitler wanted. Good job, society.
Yeah, thanks, America.
Yeah, think it's sort of like, hey, it's shade of red. So that's the color, and blue was supposed to be the sort of baby color.
So then the Western society got a hold of that and decided to say, fuck Hitler, and reverse it?
No,
Hitler's the one who made it blue and pink. Like, blue for boys and pink for girls.
Okay,
Hitler made it the way it is.
Yeah, I thought you guys said it, that it was the opposite.
No.
Yeah.
It got switched to the way it is now because of Hitler.
Okay. Well, because I have Hitler to thank for not making me wear pink for all my childhood, because I don't like pink.
As a baby, you wouldn't have cared.
I probably would have found a way to care. Ah. Yeah, this fucking show, man. This fucking show. I'm going to be watching more of it. Like, definitely. I'm going to definitely be watching more of it because I just want to see where it goes.
This is one of those shows that I'm going to start sharing with people because it's just that good.
Yeah, it really is. It's...
There's two seasons. Only the first season. That's there in the second one.
Okay.
That you can look into, which is more things.
Okay, well, Pudge, actually, so who are some of the other characters we've got to see? Who are some of the other characters that we didn't get to see in these couple episodes? Because, like, what's the deal with star guys and weird bullet dudes?
The guys with the Iron Mask on, I'm not really sure what those are. I'm just going to call them Iron Mask. But anyway, they're sort of the village kids, I guess.
Okay.
They're, you know, they go to school and things, and stuff. That's where the sailor suits came from in the ending sequence. At their school uniform, like the school of that. And Hoshi, who's the star guy, which, again, is hilarious if you know Japanese. It's hilarious. It's just fun. It's Hoshi means star in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And he is... was sort of the big... He was the guy who was pursuing before the group came along.
Ah, okay.
Fairly unsuccessful, but, you know.
Well, yeah, of course. He wears a star on his head.
He's a jealous character. Yeah, they run to each other as much as they would.
Okay. Okay, and actually, was that log important?
Log?
Because it seems like that log could be important. I mean, considering what this show is, I would fully expect that log to be like a president.
There's an episode where they get what is exactly and stuff down the river as sort of a recreation. They take bass boats and send them down the river up to bay. And there's like a whole different thing they get to that, and they tie it up as a big super event and stuff, and you know, they tell the journey of, I think it might be a recruit boat from the starting point to the end.
Okay.
All hail Emperor Driftwood.
Woo!
I don't think in particular.
All glory to the Driftwood. Okay, so yeah. So, recommendations from all of us for Arakawa Under the Bridge. Definitely check it out.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah. It's yeah.
It's surreal, but... Yeah. That seems to be what...
It's surreal in a really engaging way.
I'm already planning to make an AMV with it, so...
Sweet.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, coming soon. So, anyway, Bugamon, it is your pick next for Anime Club. What are you watching next time?
Oh, I haven't picked Busou Rankin yet, have I?
No, you have not. So, next week, Busou Rankin. Next episode, I mean. But it's in a week interval time. It's in some multiple of week. Wait, is it multiple?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's in some multiple of a week, so I could keep saying next week. So fuck you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so next week, Busou Rankin. But before that, coming up on the website over the next little while, we have, on Friday, the first commentary track as part... since this is going to be posted around the same time. Today, we'll have posted the first commentary track for the Worst Movie Ever Month. This week, we're going to be taking a look at The Room with Tommy Wiseau. Fuck that movie.
God, it honestly made the Twilight Saga seem enjoyable.
Yes, I cried. Out of pain. Yeah, so then on Sunday, please be sure to join us at 5 p.m. Eastern and for the Anything Cast Live. Head on over to allgames.com/chat, and you can talk to us during the show and let us know what you think about what we're doing on the site and everything. Then, on Wednesday, we're going to be having the Comic Book Podcast. Friday, we're going to have the Movies Podcast, as well as the commentary track for Battlefield Earth. Whoopee.
With John Travolta.
Yeah. And Forest Whitaker. And some asshole. Yeah, and so hopefully that week I'll also be releasing personal issues for What's So Funny About Truth, Just the American Way versus Superman versus the Elite. So, Yeah. Keep that in.
And, well, you can expect the new issue of Infinite immediately behind sometime this weekend.
Yeah.
Or the weekend after we recorded this.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, and so sorry, and also sorry if like the site hasn't been updating a lot recently. I'm moving, and other people who do writing like these guys are usually busy with other stuff, or just don't respond to me to let me know that they're busy with other stuff to write. So yeah, we've been doing shit.
We have things.
Yes.
We're not amazing thing. It's just.
Yeah. I will soon run. Yeah, I will be. I will soon be running out of things to do, so I'll be able to update more. Since I'll be in my own apartment, because I have my own apartment. We moved out of my mother's basement into a different basement.
New basement.
And I'm paying significantly more for it.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, until. All that stuff and my new basement. I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
I'm Bovi Wan.
We will see you guys next time.